9520, or you can come to 1720 Highway 82 West in Prattville.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
My bathtub's filled with Perrier. What can I say? This is a life. I buy a dozen cars when I'm in the mood. I hire somebody to chew my food. I'm an up-and-ready mobile dude. This is a life. They say that money corrupts you, but I can't really tell. I got the whole world at my feet, and I think it's pretty swell. I got women lined up outside my door. They've been waiting there since the week before.
Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Fox confirms FBI agents have been searching Jeffrey Epstein's home in the U.S. Virgin Islands, nicknamed by locals as Pedophile Island or Orgy Island.
Investigators have not yet said what they may have been looking for. Now, before his arrest, Epstein was known to frequent the lush property. It's there investigators allege he engaged in sex with underage girls. The Justice Department has charged Epstein with conspiracy, and officials say even after the millionaire's death, their case is far from over.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith. The New York Post reports Epstein used a bed sheet tied to the top of a bunk bed to hang himself. A man whose truck was being impounded shot and killed a highway patrol officer next to a freeway in Riverside, California. He was killed. during a shootout with other officers.
One of those officers received major injuries and is in critical condition.
That's California Highway Patrol Assistant Chief Scott Parker. Other drivers ran for cover during the shootout. This is Fox News.
With Liam has been like pretty cool because I've been using eHollywood.com.
At eHollywood.com, we connect insanely attractive celebrities with other insanely attractive celebrities.
Thanks, Neil Clark Warren. And the best part is I can keep using my account every year after each new marriage falls apart.
eHollywood.com has a 100% success rate because our users are hot enough to not need a dating site.
I have like way too many options in my DMs, but eHollywood.com only tells me who will boost my career in the tabloids.
You can also immediately alert TMZ if you kiss anyone.
Oh no, how did they ever get that photo? Wink, wink.
Visit eHollywood.com and discover everlasting fame, because love is overrated.
A morning radio program that would never fall like the Roman Empire with Greg Budell.
Losing weight is all the rage. Everybody in Rome is either in a steam room or a vomitarium. I mean, half of Rome is either cooking or puking.
Jay Scott.
Bring me a small liar.
Small liar. Small liar. I didn't do it.
I wasn't even there. I was at a friend's house. The check is in the mail.
Not that kind of liar.
Emily Hayes.
Occupation.
Stand-up philosophy.
Oh. A bullshit artist.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
The jig is up
and gone.
So get ready for your treasure bath.
Yeah, watch this.
Here comes three men and a lady.
Don't you know your left flank from your right flank?
I'm sorry, sir. I flunked flank.
You flunked flank? Get the flunk out of here.
Thanks for joining us on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACB, three men and a lady. Welcome. My name is Greg. Jay Scott is here getting ready for Random Facts next hour. Emily Hayes is out there preaching
unity.
We begin with a really delightful forecast from Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Thank you, Sam. Extra cup of coffee this morning, huh? Today we have an excessive heat warning. How often do we have that? We had one more than 7 years ago is the last time we had one. So, today, we're going to be near 100. We were 99 yesterday. Heat index will be 111 to 115. Just crazy material. Yesterday, the airport got to 113. There'll be widely scattered random afternoon and evening storms, cooling off a few lucky communities. But as you know, most communities will stay dry. Tonight's those 79. Now, tomorrow is a day of transition, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms as a front moves through the state. A couple of those storms could be strong, possibly severe, high 93. Then Thursday, That front makes it all the way down to the coast. I'll hang on to a small chance early in the day, Thursday, of showers, but mainly South Alabama. The rest of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, somewhat less humid and noticeably not as hot, with highs still, 90, 91, lows at night still 70, 72, but that is a big improvement from where we are now. So this is not going to be fall air coming in, but it's going to be nicer air. Right now this morning, we have 78 degrees, heat index 84 at this hour at 6:10.
So we need a cool front to get back to normal temperature.
Yeah, right. To go back in the right direction. Yes.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
3, 2, 1, 0. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here are today's nominees.
Well, we have one nominee today, and her name is Carla Bellucci. She lives in Hertfordshire, England, which is where you would expect somebody with the last name Bellucci to live. She needs a butt lift. And she's...
A butler?
Yeah, a butt lift.
Oh.
A butt lift, but she can't afford it, so...
Similar things, but different.
Now they have what some people think we should have here, which is universal health care, but they refused. Because she'd already scammed them out of $8,500 for a nose job faking depression.
Oh.
So they won't pay for the butt lift, so she's decided to do it through crowdfunding.
I really, really need a new bum, and I'm out of work, and I can't pay for it myself, and I so need this new bum. I need it for my mental health, I need it for my self-esteem, and yeah, it's just something I need doing so bad. So I'm relying on you. I know how much you support me, I know how much you love me, so I'm sure it won't be a problem. If you could just donate and I could get this bum surgery done as soon as possible.
Let's go to the tote board and see how much has been raised for the $8,500 butt lift. So far, she has $14.50.
$14.50. So she's well on her way.
Let's put that in her register here, and she's only got $8,483.50. I did that math in my head.
You're really good at that.
I try. I really do.
Well, gosh, this warms my heart. I hope she gets her wish.
Morning, Emily. Morning, Jay.
Well, hey.
Good morning.
How are the sandwiches downstairs?
Oh my gosh!
I'll let you know after lunch when I eat it.
Oh my gosh! You can wait till lunch?
Yeah, I can.
Wow. Not me. You know, this morning's subject on TV is about breakfast.
The thing is, I put it in the fridge and it gets really cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. Otherwise, it's been sitting out for a while, you know? The mayo, the tomatoes, the lettuce. Been sitting out for
about
a bit.
20 minutes.
I think that's an unusual approach. I think most people, given that bacon is kind of a preserved food because it's so full of salt, well, the bread, if you wrap it, I would probably wrap it and leave it out.
No, I like that. I like that stuff cold.
If I wasn't going to eat it immediately after assembling it, I would wrap it and put it in the refrigerator.
It comes out when it's so good when it's like real cold.
Yeah.
Unless you get it immediately fresh.
Yep.
Or having it cold like that, there's only two ways I would do it.
It's pretty much immediately fresh because it was just
for you.
He just did it. He just did it.
Oh. Yours was assembled.
Yeah.
You're busy in the morning.
Yeah.
What time did you get everything? Ten
quarter till.
About 10.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Well, it's in the fridge waiting for me. I'll have it. I got it for lunch.
I'll go downstairs at some point during the show.
And do what?
And eat my BLT.
Oh, okay.
Do me a favor. Let's not leave anything out because I get memos. I got a memo from Upper Level Mangelman about a spatula that was in the sink. We have clients that come to the radio station. They don't want to see your spatula.
Yes.
Your ugly spatula with egg on the end of it.
What if they don't want to see your spatula.
What if the Pope's going to be on News and Views?
Hey.
Oh, goodness.
Never underestimate Baron Coleman. That's the lesson we've all learned. At 614 is your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Selma police are investigating a deadly shooting in front of a nightclub early Sunday morning. Police say a security guard witnessed a woman shooting at another woman and then shot and killed the shooter. The security guard was detained and then later released. Prattville police are investigating a bank robbery Monday afternoon. Police say a man robbed the First Community Bank on Main Street around 12:30. Police say the suspect got away in a black Ford F-150 pickup truck. And it's been almost 1 year since Booker T. Washington Magnet School burned to the ground, and there are still no clear answers for the future of the school. MPS officials say this comes down to a lack of funding. They say an ad valorem tax increase would help solve some of the funding issues. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today's a special day.
Why is today a special day?
Today is Talk It Out.
Tuesday?
Yeah, it's Talk It Out.
Tuesday.
Okay, let's talk it out.
All right, let's keep talking it out.
Talking it out!
Talk it out.
Tell me what's on your mind.
You really want to know?
Go ahead.
Just let it all out.
Let it all out.
Okay, it's showtime.
60 minutes after 6. Are you guys interested in buying one of those lifetime $500 passes for Olive Garden?
Yeah, I posted about this last night on my Facebook page.
Unlike some food snobs, I like Olive Garden. I'll eat there, but I would never...
You see the catch in this, though, right?
I need a new attic fan. The Clarks is coming to put in. I can't spend $500 for an Olive Garden lifetime pass.
But you know where the catch in this is?
Hmm.
Is that you've got to spend $100 at least to possibly be able to spend another $400 to get the lifetime pass.
Well, I'm not understanding this.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to explain it to us like we're five.
Olive Garden has a never-ending pasta pass.
Okay.
It lasts for 9 weeks. It costs $100. There's going to be 25,000 of these available on Thursday. When you go into the waiting room, when you go into the website and get in line to buy it, if you're one of the first 50 to buy a $100 9-week pasta pass, you will then be able to have the option to upgrade it for $400 to a lifetime pasta pass. But you have to buy a $100 pass first and then opt in if you're one of the first 50. They only have 50 of the lifetime passes.
Who came up with this? It's too confusing.
No, it sounds like Disney came up with this. It's like the thing you buy to get in the front of the line that you really don't.
Yeah, fast pass.
Yeah, exactly.
This is going to
be... And then if you're...
This is fat pass.
Yeah. If you're one of the first to buy that fat pass...
Yeah.
You could buy a lifetime fat pass, a diabetic pass.
Oh. Doing keto, this is not...
Does not appeal to you, I understand.
No.
Although, there is some notion in my head of being like, you know, regardless, if I'm out on the street, I got no place to go. If I've got a lifetime pasta pass, I just walk into any Olive Garden that might still be in business at that time.
But right, that's another thing, too.
Does this mean that you can only buy pasta with this? Does that include lasagna, stuff with meat?
Well,
yeah.
It's still pasta.
Steak pizziola.
Yeah, I think
it's whatever their pasta may be, and they have different kinds of pasta, different sauces, breadsticks.
Yeah, spaghetti sauce, you know, stuff.
Do you get the salad, though?
I think a salad does come with it.
Because that salad's amazing.
I think a salad of some sort. I'm not saying it's any one of their big menu salads. I think it's just here's a side salad you get.
No, the one that comes to the table.
If you do the math on this, if you live another 60 years and use the pasta pass every day, it means your dinner would cost about 2 cents a day, not including tip.
They said after 47 bowls, it's already paid for itself.
47 bowls?
47 bowls of pasta. It's a you've already paid for.
Just the idea of eating all that pasta makes me inert. It does. It's too much.
That's a, as we found out, a lonely negative.
Ah, yes.
Inert. What's the other, what's the opposite of that? Ert. Are you ert? Oh, alert. I'm hurt.
19 minutes after 6. Later, we're going to find out about a, was actually a joke in a skit on SNL, but it's gaining a revival as a potential medical treatment. Our first look at the roads is just a minute away. So what you're driving these days, you're looking to upgrade? I would recommend, in fact, I got a letter yesterday. I may go back because I learned that the 2017 Nissan Rogue that I bought with just 2,000 miles on it, when I first got it, is now at peak value in the used car market.
I see what you're saying. I've
been offered like 100, and this is from Jack Ingram, 110% of Blue Book, to do it again. I might. I love the car. I'd just get another Rogue. I finally hit that.
You get one without a chocolate pot stain on there.
Donnie Turner got those out.
Well, God bless Donnie Turner.
When he was fixing the mailbox gouge. But in the category that I am, I've been asked to represent, that's cars under 10. Great for new drivers or somebody that just needs an extra set of wheels for the house. Got a great selection, beefed up by some new additions. Several Nissan products. Nissan stands the test of time so well. I've mentioned it before. My nuclear physicist sister always buys Nissans. She understands this stuff. But a couple of great Hyundai options in there for you. And closer, 2007 Toyota Avalon. You know who used to own one of those? Mommy the Swami. She said it was her favorite car ever. And this one has unbelievably low mileage on it. And it's black and in pristine condition because all cars in this category have three things going for them. Beautiful bodies, good vehicle histories, clean and pristine interiors, and engines that have been vetted by the Ingram mechanics. So you can trust and depend on reliable driving miles from whatever you buy. From the signature used car lot at Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass. Tip Thames is our contact guy there. It's a great team. They have over 20 financing options to choose from. So even those with a little credit issue, you can get done at Jack Ingram. Go to jackingram.com and start shopping right now at 622.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Timeline on the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through the 6 o'clock hour, and you've got a green light in traffic this morning. We don't have a lot of problems for you. If you're on the 31s, everybody's rolling along pretty well. We don't have any delays on the boulevard, and the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. Let's just be careful as we get another work day started. Haynes Ambulance is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses, and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Mr. Sandman.
It's time for Mr. Sandman's Not Quite Famous End of Summer Sale. A sale so amazing we can only do it once a year, right before we start our fall sale. Seriously, we have a huge inventory of mattresses, headboards, and beds drastically discounted to reduce excess inventory. A large selection of 10 to 12 inch thick king mattresses under $3.99. Queen mattresses from $149. Twins from $99. Full headboards from $79. Queen beds from $149. Special discounts available on Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, and Sutherland mattresses, as well as many adjustable bases. Mr. Sandman still has a nice selection of floor samples to liquidate, including iComfort, Heirloom, Jameson Latex, and other other premium sets. Mr. Sandman currently has over 400 mattresses and 200 beds and headboards in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery. Shop around, but visit us before spending your money. We normally offer at higher quality and lower prices than our competitors while maintaining excellent customer service. In Montgomery or Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. I'm talking to you today about rental property. Many people own rental property in our area, but struggle with managing their own property. They rent to people they don't know anything about and allow them to be in their property and not pay regularly and destroy their property. I've been handling rental property for others for over four decades. Most of our tenants are multi-year tenants, some as long as 10 years in the same house. They pay on time, take care of the house and yard. We'll call you when something is wrong so we can get it fixed. We only use licensed and bonded repair people so the tenant can feel comfortable allowing a service technician into the home. Tired of renting property on your own? Get the best professional management company in our area, the Goodson Group. Call Bo Goodson, 551-0225. Text or call me, 221-2883.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Four out of five employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The best things in life.
Hi folks, Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good morning. You seem happy this morning.
You bet. I'm starting my new job at the brewery.
Good morning.
Good morning, my American family.
It's going to be a gorgeous morning.
Unbelievable. It is way too early for this, guys. I haven't even had my first cup of wine today.
I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap.
Good morning, sunshine.
Morning, friends. Who's ready for some Java?
Come on, come on. Wake up already.
Said I can make your hands.
You'll enjoy the show more while you're enjoying steaming hot coffee. Come and get yours now.
We're going to have a good show.
It's a big show.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
It's an awesome show.
I can make your hands clap.
At 6:28 with the timeline from the 13th of August, here's your host, Heidi Watney.
I don't think so.
Sorry.
225th day of the year. 140 days remaining. Today is International Left-Handers Day.
Hey!
Jay, that's your day!
I know.
Boy, if you're a baseball player, you can make a lot of money that way. You know why they call him Southpaw, right?
I remember being told, but I don't remember the reason.
The home plate is always facing west.
Right.
So the pitcher on the mound, his left arm is hanging south. And that's why it's called a southpaw.
Unless you're in Kaminsky Park in Chicago.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah, then you're in Eastpaw.
Eastpaw. Okay, dokie. All right. 498 years ago, 1521, Spanish conquistador Hernando Cortez is captured in what is known as Mexico City today from the Aztecs. This is the day in 1899 that Alfred Hitchcock was born, master of movie making, born in London, died in 1980. 105 years ago, 1914, Carl Wickman began using his beat-up gray car, which no one would buy, to take miners to their homes from their mines in Minnesota. His taxi service took off. Soon he was able to buy more cars, service more mine workers. His little business today is called the Greyhound Bus Corporation.
Oh!
Now you know the rest of the story.
On this date in 1919, the greatest racehorse of all time, Man-O-War, lost a race. His first and only time, he was upset by a horse named Upset. True, true story. Man of War went on to win 1,300 races, and he fathered 379 baby racehorses. See, when you retire as a horse, your next job is really fun. Fifty-eight years ago, in 1961, East German soldiers sealed the border between East and West Berlin to stop East Berlin citizens from seeing West Berlin as an escape route to flee communism. So in the middle of the night, they tore up the streets, laid barbed wire fences. 2 days later, they began pouring concrete to make the barrier known as the Berlin Wall. The wall stayed up for 28 years.
Until David Hasselhoff got it down.
That's right, 1989. On this date in 1964, Manfred Mann, number one with Do I Did. That's the long version. 1966, Lovin' Spoonful started a three-week run at number one with Summer in the City. Back of my neck, getting dirt and gritty. Now, our song of the day. Technically a song of summer, it qualifies because it came out around the first day of September. The year is 1975. Bee Gees running high on the charts. They had just scored a number one with Jive Talkin'. Same album, Main Chorus. This one is also number one. The disco era, blaming it all on those nights on Broadway. Here's Barry, Robin, and Maurice, the Bee Gees. And this is your timeline.
This is really an underrated album.
This is a jam. Good job, Rich.
Well, I had to follow you, though you did not want me to. That won't stop my loving you. I can't stay away. Blame it all on the night.
Thank you, Richard Gibb.
Have you ever seen the Saturday Night Live Barry Gibb talk show?
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
If I remember correctly, the next three mornings on our Song of the Day will sound more like The Vault. That's right.
Oh. We'll
yeah. 46 years ago in 1973, gosh, this goes back to my college days, Lynyrd Skynyrd released their self-entitled album, Pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd, featuring Gimme Three Steps, Simple Man, Freebird. What a great album. Reminds me of college. This is the day in 82, Fast Times at Ridgemont High was released. Sean Penn as Jeff Spicoli. Hey, there's no birthday party in here. It's a line. 1994. Woodstock 94 was held in Socrates, New York, attended by 350,000 fans. Tickets cost $135. Cost to attend in 1969 was $6.50. And by the way, tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. We'll talk more about it tomorrow as we turn into the vault.
Mm-hmm.
24 years ago in 1995, Yankees Hall of Famer Mickey Mantle died after a battle with liver cancer. He was 63.
I remember when I heard that on the radio, and I actually had tears.
Mickey Mantle, one of the best, one of the greats. 22 years ago in 97, Matt Stone and Trey Parker started this little series called South Park.
Oh, wow.
This is the day in 2004 that people in Florida won't forget because Hurricane Charley, suddenly a Category 4 hurricane within a few hours, strikes Punta Gorda, Florida, and devastates the surrounding area. That was the first of the terrible foursome, which also included Francis, Gene, Ivan. It was Florida involved with all major hurricanes that year. It was like Florida had a bullseye.
Right. Yeah, I went through Francis and to a lesser extent Gene, but Francis was something else.
Of course, we had to deal with Ivan.
Here. Ivan hit on my dad's birthday.
September 16th.
Deliberately.
11 years ago in 2008, Michael Phelps became the winningest Olympic athlete of all time. He took home his 10th and 11th gold medals in the Beijing Olympics. Now, birthdays. Dana Bonaducci is 60. Weather guy Sam Champion is 58 today. David Ivor St. Hubbins, fake guitarist for Spinal Tap, otherwise known as Michael McKean, is 72 today. Funny. You ought to see a movie called Spinal Tap sometime. It is the funniest movie.
I have two copies of it.
Yeah? Jacqueline Elders is 86 today, first American Surgeon General. Burt Lahr would have had a birthday today. The Cowardly Lion of The Wizard of Oz, he died in 1967. And Dan Fogelberg, who died too young, would have had a birthday today. He died in 2007. Happy birthday to Fidel Castro as well. We are 17 days till Labor Day weekend and SEC football the next day.
Hooray!
The holidays right around the corner. Thanksgiving, 107 days. Christmas, 134 days. And New Year's Eve, 140 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, TV chat coming up. I guess breakfast habits is what we're discussing
right.
today, right?
Yep.
Okay, let's do this first.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Excessive heat warning in effect today with a high temperature near 100 and the heat index 111 to 115. Those numbers are hard to process, and it's so in other words, today will be hotter than tomorrow if that's possible. Widely scattered afternoon and evening storms for the lucky. Tonight's low 79. Tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. A pretty good chance that a lot of towns are going to get wet. Some of the storms strong, high 93. Then behind the front, we'll hang on to a small chance, especially early in the day Thursday. But then the rest of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, less humidity, noticeably not as hot. I mean, we're still 90-91 for highs and still 70 to 72 at night. But you will definitely feel a difference. Right now, this morning, it's oppressive. 78 degrees, heat index 84 at 637. And let me talk to you about our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body. Hopefully, you're going to have a smooth rush hour traffic, situation today. And hopefully, you're not going to be involved in a mishap, for heaven's sakes. Nothing worse. Not a worse feeling than you're in an accident and all kinds of things go through your head right away. You got to call the police. Got to call the insurance company. But what am I going to do about my car? Well, how about knowing that Montgomery Paint and Body is going to take care of your car and they're going to do it meticulously. Not just the damage you see, but the damage that you don't see. Behind that panel, under the chassis, behind the bumper, right? Donnie Turner and Brandon Turner and the entire crew at Montgomery Paint and Body have been in business for over 30 years, and they're going to take care of you. And when you get your phone call that your car is ready, it's going to be detailed as well. It's a great experience. I know because I've been going there for over 30 years. So give them a call, 27-REC with a W. So it's an easy phone number. 27-REC with a W is their phone number. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
638. Of course, the topic behind Jeffrey Epstein that everybody's been talking about is the Miley Cyrus Liam Hemsworth breakup.
Oh, yeah.
And during the Cheap and Trashy this morning, the Cheap and Trashy Menthol Meredith will have her observations on that. That's coming up at 6:38. Back to the traffic dungeon.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings for portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning. You can trust Formal Outings.
Montgomery Skywatch checking out your traffic in the middle of the 6 o'clock hour. We don't have a lot of traffic hassles, but we do see Montgomery Fire and Rescue responding to a grass fire in the 2400 block of Hickman Street. That's over near Mobile Heights, so be careful in that area. If you're on the boulevard, no big issues for you. The 31s look good, and we don't have any problems on the interstate. Let's just be careful this morning. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years' experience. Please call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for 6 straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today is National Left-Handed Day. Go ahead. Give it a try. It feels different, doesn't it?
I didn't hear what they said. What did they say?
Nothing. I didn't hear it.
Oh, you have to tell me later.
Let's get ready for television, shall we?
We'll tell you later.
We're able to hear them.
No, it's nothing they said. It's
you.
It was the thing.
Let's ask an independent person what they thought.
That was funny.
Okay.
Did it go away? Did you hit the button? No. My hands.
I missed it.
I missed the news. Just ahead.
No one's talking about it.
We're kind of past due here, so we're just waiting for the music.
It's coming.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Apparently, a large portion of us don't think breakfast is the most important meal of the day because we don't treat it that way.
Did you do that on purpose? A large portion of us? Like, yes. Portions of food?
You know I don't write.
It's not that witty.
All right, the average American only eats breakfast 3 times a week. That's according to a new survey. And 13% of us almost never do. Now, our top 3 breakfast staples are eggs, coffee, and cereal.
All those sound good. Let's bring in 3-Minute Lady over at News Talk 93.1. We know who's not skipping breakfast.
That's right, the average person on this show, although there's nothing average about these 3 people that I work with. They're extraordinary.
We're so below average.
Extraordinary.
Okay.
I see Jalea. What you did.
All right, Jalea gets a cheese slice. All right.
Yeah, you got to give her the cheese slice.
I'm toast after that one.
Oh.
I hope it's not avocado
throwing
toast.
Throwing rotten tomatoes at my jokes. Okay, that's the last one.
Does Andrew really eat avocado toast?
30%.
No.
I was going to say, I don't even know. I was going to say, I'm not even positive that I, no, I think I know that he does not eat avocado. He barely eats his granola bar that he brings in the morning. This morning I walk in and he was chomping on 2 crackers and I was like, whoa, somebody's hungry.
I am.
We should start a GoFundMe page for these guys because they're eating vending machine breakfast.
Well, I mean, you could make them breakfast.
Yes. Yesterday I had some instant oatmeal. Today I had grits, and I really feel like I have just been having gourmet breakfasts these past couple of days.
Well, today we had
fun happen.
We had bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches on sourdough toast.
Wow.
Yeah.
No avocado.
Right.
So it may not be the in-style breakfast.
If that was the breakfast option,
yes.
I would eat a couple helpings of it.
Yeah, he said that he's not a breakfast person. And I'm like, I am a breakfast person. It's just the breakfast that I want. Mm-hmm. I can't make it that early. But you're putting this to shame because I'm like, I can't make a full breakfast. And then we asked what you had, and you guys have had a Denny's platter.
So let me ask you this question. If you don't have breakfast in the morning, what do you make? Like a late morning or early afternoon? Is that your main meal?
Brunch.
First off, you don't want to be around me if I don't have my breakfast.
Hangry.
That's a very state-of-the-art word.
Go ahead.
I just skipped to, I don't know, what you the question, to make sure I understand the question. You're saying if we don't eat breakfast,
right? So,
then, like, do we just skip to...
Do you have a main meal?
Like, are we still eating breakfast foods?
Right. Do you make the midday meal, the main meal of the day, you know, because of the hours you get up?
Sometimes I go home on my break and I will make, like, eggs or like, something like that. I will make breakfast-type foods. And most times I just skip ahead to the next thing. I'll have some water.
It is so
water.
So hit or miss for me. Yeah. This shift, I got to be honest, has been terrible for like my eating habits because some days when I'm working a long day, like I'll leave work at 3 and realize that all that I've eaten today is my 2 peanut butter crackers from my pack at 4 o'clock.
Oh my god,
peanut butter crackers!
Other times, other times I'll eat like 3 lunches throughout the day.
Yes.
So it is all over the place.
I will agree with that. Yeah. So if I go home and I make like a breakfast, and then by that time, I've also learned. I'm sure it's because your metabolism speeds up. But when I eat breakfast in the morning, like around this hour, I just finished up some grits, I will be so hungry in like 2 hours because my body's like, what else do you have? Like,
yeah, right.
Julia did her research before this topic.
Well, apparently. I'm very passionate.
She's very passionate.
Can you not tell that I'm passionate about breakfast the way that I go in when you guys talk about what you had and we haven't had it?
She's passionate about eating breakfast and not making it.
Exactly.
Tomorrow they are getting
What are we getting tomorrow?
You're getting grilled ham, cheddar cheese, and egg sandwich.
Oh, that's I love this. Usually I get a text around 3 a.m. About 3:05?
Yeah.
About what we're... What,
I just want to make sure, because if you're not okay with it, I'll switch to something else.
Oh, jeez.
How do you guys not
Thanks,
get
Dad.
Sleepy after you eat such a heavy meal like that, though?
Huh? Who says we
don't?
Are you
tired afterwards?
What?
There's always coffee.
Well, if you listen to their show, you know it's so much fun. You can't be tired.
That's true.
That's right.
Aw, shucks.
Actually, it sounds like we ate highly sugared breakfast cereals every day.
Yeah.
What's defined as breakfast, though? Is there a certain food that defines breakfast, or is breakfast just food you eat in the morning?
Anything that breaks the fast.
Thank you. I was just going to say that.
Breaks the fast.
You guys
That's
not
good.
Tell that this, I could talk for a while about breakfast, but I've heard rap twice, and I'm trying not to get on anybody's bad side.
A wrap would taste good, too.
Not a breakfast wrap.
Good point.
All right, guys. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. You guys have a good one.
You too.
Later.
I think they suffer from BE over there. Breakfast envy.
Mm.
Poor kids.
6:45, up Brian Jewelry in Prattville. There is a safe. And inside that safe are some rings that were sent to me from a certain goose in South Florida who said, I don't want these around. They are the source of unhappy memories. I want them turned into something else. Would you mind taking them to your jeweler up there? So that's what I did on Saturday. And Saturday was a fun day. We went to Prattville Farm Center, went all over to a whole bunch of different places. Don Duncan.
Do you have breakfast with anybody on Saturday?
6 o'clock, my day started. I had breakfast with Rich. We were the first ones. And what happened while we were there? The couple that was in the booth behind us said hello.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And he was asking you questions about dew point and humidity.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But when we got up to a Brian Jewelry, Kenny is one of the professional jewelers on staff there, and we discussed a whole bunch of really cool ideas. The idea is to take that sadness and turn it into something happy. Now, I'm only saying that because you can do the same thing. Not that you have jewelry that makes you unhappy, but if you want something made from scratch or created just for you, talk to Kenny or any of the folks at Brian Jewelry and get the ball rolling. And really, even though, as Rich said, Christmas is well over 100 days away, if you get that taken care of now, you're going to enjoy the holidays more when those first big gifts are off the table. Now, the Roll Tide War Eagle showcases are down. They're being restocked. Those should be up once the football season starts, I'll let you know. And they also carry watches. And it's the one place you can go back to get a watch fixed in this town. Professional jeweler all the way. Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville. Join their club online at brianjewelry.com and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. It is 6:47. I'm going to go see how moist it is.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the 6 o'clock hour, and we're starting to see traffic build up on the boulevard, so be careful around the intersections. If you are on the interstate system, we don't have any issues for you at this time. Everybody's rolling along in a speed limit ride, both on I-65 and on I-85, and the 31s look pretty good. There's a large crowd coming out of Wetumpka, so be careful if you're hung up in that. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery Skywatch.
watch traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
From United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course. We have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region, United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region, and that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And the question is, do you trust me?
No.
Well, that's nothing new. At 6:52... let's get with the biggest story in show business right now, and that is the breakup of the inexplicable relationship between quite handsome Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus and her tongue with Menthol Meredith.
Hey, y'all, it's Menthol Meredith with your celebrity update. Well, it's a dang good day to be single, because my favorite Australian meat pie, Liam Hemsworth, finally ditched that little trollop, Miley Cyrus. Good day, mate, indeed. Ever since I saw him in the Hunger Games, I've wanted to eat him up like a Frito pie. But then he started hanging out with that Miley virus, and I thought I'd never, ever get a chance to get up into his Aussie posse. But now, maybe I can. Liam, if you're listening, I am ready to throw you a party in the USA, if you know what I mean. Heck, Liam, if you ain't interested, go on and tell your brother Thor to give old Meredith a ring. There's just something about a man walking around holding a giant hammer that gets me every time. You can come on over and work on my house. Or just tell me where you're at, Thor, and I'll drive it over to you.
I'll drive it over to you.
I really do enjoy those for some reason.
I like them too. She's goofy but funny.
Bless it.
Thor, I saw him. He made kind of a cameo appearance in that remake of Vacation, which was dreadful for the most part, with Ed Helms, who I despise from watching The Office. And he comes in and he's purposefully showing off his amazing body to Ed Helms' wife, who is Christina Applegate. And nobody would really believe that somebody as hot as Christina Applegate would marry a dork like Ed Helms, but that's the way the movie is. And there's some scenes in there where he's pretty obvious about showing that. Not all celebrities are self-absorbed idiots.
That's good.
There.
I remember being absorbed.
You just pretend it's supposed to be that word.
Well, you have syllabosis or whatever.
Syllabosis.
I don't remember.
I want to check my GoFundMe page. I'm raising money for that. Celebrities who are members of Mensa.
Of what?
Mensa, the High IQ Society.
Oh. I didn't know that because I'm stupid.
I am not a member of the Mensa elite. So we can eliminate Sonny. Actually, the celebrities who belong to this unique group, at the very top of the list, Gina Davis. And I'd heard this about her.
She looks smart.
But being a member of Mensa doesn't mean you have any common sense. It just means you have a high IQ. Nolan Gould from Modern Family is on this list.
Really?
The rapper Chino XL, he's my favorite. Alan Ratchins from Dharma and Greg. You see, most of these names you don't even recognize. Brad Pitt is not going to join the group so we can go bowling with them. He may be a Morning Maroon nominee given the quality of the group today, but A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, I heard what happened.
Rodriguez.
He was at dinner the other night. Or was it last night?
Yeah, he was in San Francisco, and his car got broken into, which will happen in a place where, you know, they let you poop in the streets and all the homeless issue they have there. But even in a place where you're not likely to have your car ripped off, not too many people keep really valuable stuff in their vehicle.
Right.
$495,000 in stuff stolen from A-Rod's vehicle.
What?
Then he said later it wasn't that much, but that is crazy. Why are you going to keep that in your rental?
What do you have?
He's big on jewelry. He's with J-Lo, so I guess they just think the car is safe or something. But that's the claim. $500,000 worth of junk. You don't need to know what Katy Perry might have done. Sarah Silverman lost a movie role because, and here's another one, of an old blackface sketch she did.
Really?
Yep. She recently got, quote, a sweet part in a movie. We got fired the night before it was supposed to start because they saw a picture of her in blackface from a 2007 episode of Sarah Silverman program. So they can't blame that one on, well, look at the time. Friends coming to theater September 22nd.
What?
What do you mean? What are you going to do?
What?
A couple episodes.
Actually, 23rd, 28th, and October 2nd, excuse me. Over 1,000 theaters are hosting Friends 25th, the one with the anniversary. It's 12 fan favorite episodes plus bonus content like interviews and behind the scenes footage.
Oh.
12. I'm trying to think of 12 times 22 minutes. It's going to be a little long.
Cardi B does not trust people who refrigerate their ketchup. That's the only reason I even mention that. Because I get suspicious, too. And this...
I refrigerate ketchup.
Apple TV's new series is called The Morning Show.
Mm-hmm.
And it features Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon and Steve Carell.
Oh, I bet that's funny.
Is it out? Is it out already?
Just the teaser.
Oh.
Maybe we can pull that up. Maybe you can find the teaser for that, and if it's playable, we could give it a listen. That's The Morning Show with Steve Carell.
So they're doing morning radio or morning television?
Probably television, because they're pretty people.
Yeah, probably.
Because they're pretty people.
They don't have
a... Hey, we're not so bad looking either.
You're gorgeous! Someone should do a show about us. That's all I'm saying. A little Parks and Rec style.
I have an idea, actually, that we should discuss off the air before we go on the air with it.
What?
It's unbelievable!
It's that good. I kid you not. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, a company that's been part of what we do here, free speech, talk radio all day long, for over 10 years. That's a real commitment. These are the folks that help people who have, many are wounded warriors coming home, trying to recover and adapt from a injury sustained in battle. People who've had the misfortune of being in the wrong place at the wrong time on the road. You know, you can have your mobility impaired any different number of ways. When it does happen, and we hope and pray it never happens to you, Gulf States Mobility is